Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Nate Horder, the Finance Minister for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
No problem, Kyle. Thanks for the opportunity.
Alrighty. Of course, big thing. A lot of people in the province have certainly been talking about over the past few weeks. We saw the report come out a little while ago about a potential Alberta pension plan. It seems like all sorts of people from everywhere in the province wanting to put in their two cents on that matter. I guess, first of all, where are we at kind of with the when it comes to a possible Alberta pension plan right now?
Well, very, very early days, I would say, Kyle. My mandate letter from Premier Smith would have been expecting this. It basically said the LifeWorks report, our commissioned pension plan report that was done for us, and have a conversation with Albertans. So that's the exact place we find ourselves. We've asked former Finance Minister Jim Dinning to lead an engagement panel. So that work really begins very soon, October 16th. His work will begin with a telephone town hall in Northern Alberta. But that's where we find ourselves. Very early days. We've just released a report. We're going to have this engagement panel, find out what the potential of this means to Albertans, and then we'll hear if they want us to proceed.
And I know the province and some of the engagement, they've also been doing, I believe, some online surveys and I believe a website the provincial government has set up around this stuff. What kind of responses have you gotten to this re-engagement right now?
Well, I'd say in the early days, we did see, honestly, a lot of organized negative responses for sure. Chain emails and the like, but since we've definitely seen a lot of sincere questioning, just people wanting to understand and know more. So it is a complicated question and process, and that's why we thought no real quick way to do this. We just need to have a panel, go out and hear all these questions from Albertans and let us determine, next steps.
Now, as mentioned, the telephone town halls, the first one that's sort of targeted towards Northern Alberta will be coming up on Monday. What are you hoping to sort of kind of get out of those?
Well, we're hoping to get a lot of reach, honestly. I know there's been a little bit of criticism thrown our way that these aren't in-person town halls, but honestly, this is such a large province. We're just trying to get just kind of maximize our reach and our exposure. So we're hoping that many, many Northern Albertans are going to get a phone call on October 16th at around 6:30, I believe, to participate. Anyone that doesn't or was unable to receive that call, if they want to go to albertapensionplan.ca on the evening of October the 16th, they can follow along from there. But we're hoping to hear the genuine, concerns, optimism, feedback. What would be important to you if we were to proceed? What are the sacred cows, so to speak? What's important to Albertans? Is it about benefits? Is it about overall security? Is it about investment style and structure down the road? We want to know what is important to Albertans in all aspects.
And with this engagement process, if you hear a lot of people over the next few weeks saying, okay, we want to keep going along down this road, what kind of steps are ahead? And, as you mentioned earlier, not exactly a quick process here, but what kind of sort of a potential timeline we'd be looking at for this?
Well, we've asked Mr. Dinning and his team to engage with Albertans until May. So this is just the early rundown. He's going to do one of these in North, South, Calgary, Edmonton, and Central from October 16th to November 22nd. And then they'll probably plan the next phase of their engagement. But we've asked them to run until May. And then we've asked them to come back to Cabinet, myself, Premier, the entire team, and just tell us what they heard. And I'm sure they're going to have some recommendations. Tell us if they think the potential is there to proceed, or potentially if not, and if they do, what's important to Albertans.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Training 55 Halt, we always like to throw in a little personal question, kind of show the personal side of these politicians. Now, we are obviously coming up on Halloween in a few weeks. I know a lot of the kids out there are really excited about the costumes and also the numerous amounts of candy that will likely be consumed over a little bit. So we kind of want to know from you, do you have a bit of a sweet tooth yourself? And if so, what's your kind of go-to Halloween candy?
Oh gosh, that's interesting. Well, I do have a sweet tooth. I like the sour stuff, but so do my kids. So it's hard to commandeer that, swipe that out of their bags. So those would be my favorite. But yes, I think I have a ballet dancer and a pirate and a cowboy going out to gather up the candy this year. I'm afraid we might be in session though, so I'm a little sad. I might miss it, but it's exciting times.
Yes, it definitely sounds like it is. So, Nate Horner, the Finance Minister for Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Always appreciate the opportunity.